All right, so a mom had to watch her kindergartner go through a really heartbreaking moment, and she shared a picture of it, and people are a little bit angry about it. So I'll explain. This 6-year-old sent out dozens of invitations. They said 32 invitations to his classmates, and they had a party at a pizza place. This happened in Tucson, and not one child showed up.
Oh.
I know.
Not even one.
It's a heartbreaking photo when you see it. He's just sitting there and he's really sad.
With two slices of pizza missing already.
I know.
There's three full pizzas just in there too.
Yeah.
Poor kid.
It was really sad. So obviously this is heartbreaking. We've heard of these things like happening before when kids are young, and these things don't go away. It's tough. So a lot of people were giving sympathy to the mom and to the boy and wanted to send cards and flowers. But the thing I found a little bit questionable about this was the fact that she shared the photo of him sitting alone at the table at the pizza place with like a local news network. And now this story has gone viral and everybody's talking about it. And truthfully, it's pretty split down the middle. 50% of people are saying, how can I send cards? How can I send gifts? That's heartbreaking. And the other 50% are saying like, why'd you call the news when the kid is already really embarrassed?
I'm just thinking he's going to go to school now. And if, you know, if kids, parents and families, everybody saw that on the news and be talking about this kid.
Yeah.
They make him feel even worse.
I know. I mean, it's a little extra because it's on the news, but we deal with this all of the time with social media. So let's even say this mom had shared it on her own personal Facebook page, a picture of her son looking lonely and alone at his birthday party where no kids showed up. Is that okay?
I don't know. Sharing it on her personal page, I think, would be even worse. Look, the day could not have gotten any worse. So at that point, you know, you reach out and social media does wonders like this. You know, some good comes out of it. Again, it couldn't have gotten any worse. And it's an opportunity, I think, for the mom to broach a life lesson, albeit prematurely for this kid. But look what came out of it. You know, at least there was some outpour that came out and some support that came out. But if she didn't do anything, then the kid would just be, you know, wallowing and questioning everything.
I just think kids are cruel, man. You hear about bullying, you know, and then he's going to go to school and people are not going to treat him that well and they're going to make fun of him. They're 6, 7 years
old. Yeah, but guess who's now a local celebrity?
Well.
Right?
Still.
I don't know. I've gone through some times where that's the last thing I'd want to be a celebrity for. Like, I think as a child too, depending on your age, all you want to do is fit in.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing, okay, I like people sharing their struggles on social media. I am a fan of that because I believe that sort of vulnerability connects us ultimately. And there are a lot of people saying, I've been through that too. I've been through that with my kid. I can understand how you feel. And so I like that part of it, but I just think the mom shouldn't have shared a photo of her son. Like, I think adults need to do that for themselves and share their own struggles and their own vulnerability, because we don't know, like, this whole internet idea, like, you see the breach in confidentiality that's already happening and personal information. We truthfully don't know how this could affect this kid later on. We don't know yet what kind of monster this is going to become or what could happen with it. He could want to be the president of the United States and his confidence is going to be hurt because this is going to be following him around, you know? So I would say when it comes to kids, keep this kind of stuff off of the internet, definitely off of the news, but I like when adults do it for themselves, when they share their own struggles.
It
could have worked out for the better. I mean, the kid was invited to a basketball game in Arizona. The professional team reached out to them, and who knows, it could have worked out for the better. I mean, when you look back at the kids that were at your birthday parties, like, I can speak for myself, I'm not friends with any of them when I was like 5 or 6 years old. Those are these massive birthday parties that I had, so maybe like not having anyone show up would have been a blessing in disguise later on.
It's different for me. I'm still friends with some of these guys. They still make fun of me for things that I did when I was this kid's age.
Okay,
well, sometimes
there you go.
Things don't go away. Okay, you can tell I'm a little bitter about it too, right?
That's all right.
Okay.
So people are texting us right now. I said, like, it was super inappropriate, obviously, to share a photo of the little boy during one of his most embarrassing moments. Like, somebody sent a picture in one of the news articles. It says, "Quick, my son is embarrassed. Call the news to make it even worse."
Seriously, like, what? Like, I think the exact same.
Yeah.
Well, one theory is that she posted it to shame the other parents for not showing up or not bringing their kids to the party. But even that's kind of a...
Somebody wrote in a text, maybe other moms don't like her, and I can see why, and why they didn't want their kids there. Like, to say, oh, well, we don't like his mother, so he's not going to show up. I don't think that's
Somebody said, this mom is crazy and an attention seeker for herself. Didn't even think of the child at all. She's just going to be the cause of his insecurities, not the story. But these are things that more and more parents, not necessarily through the news network, but through social media, are going to have the opportunity to do or the choice to make about whether they're putting these like really personal things and vulnerable moments of their child up on social media, right?
Kim, I'm curious. You have an 8-year-old daughter. If that happened, would you ever put it online?
I might tell my story, but I wouldn't put a picture of her sitting there all lonely. Like, is icing on the cake? Like, what is that? I don't understand. Mm-hmm. And my question is, like, did these parents not RSVP? Did she not know in advance? Like, what's wrong with the people they invited?
They got a few maybes, a couple no's, but they were...
Like, I would have been on that, especially at a restaurant.
There were a
lot of head count.
I was surprised. There were a lot of different comments as I read through the photo that's now going viral on Facebook, but a lot of people said, like, wait for it, it's going to get worse. There were definitely parents who could totally relate to what had happened. Mm-hmm. So apparently it does happen sometimes.
All right, we're taking your calls and your texts on this. Tracy wants to chime in. Good morning, Tracy.
By no means am I being insensitive to this child, his parents, the family, at all. Because when I was in kindergarten, I was that kid that got bullied all the time, right? And look at me now.
Look at you now,
Tracy. Look at me now. But why did 36 or 35 independent children say no, or their parents? Because some of them brought the invitations home, right? Not all of them kept them and hid them from their parents. You're talking an entire class full of people. So again, I'm not being insensitive, but is the child the bully?
Might there have been something?
Are his parents? Yeah. Like, why would 36 independent children choose not to come to one little boy's birthday party? And maybe they're all mean. I don't know. But it's just, I'm looking at both sides of the story. Why did they choose not to go?
No, you're not the only one. A lot of people, I was looking on this news guy's Facebook page where he shared the photo. His name's Nick Vinzant. And a lot of people are like, something's not adding up here.
And you know what? I'm a mom. Vinny, you're a parent. Would you do that to your child? If that was the case,
no.
if this poor child was... I would do everything that I could to make this child's day better. But take a picture and share it on social media?
I'd have all my kids' friends and family there for sure. And count on them.
And
you know?
Have 9,000 family members, right? You're Italian. So.
Yeah. Thanks, Tracy.
So I just looked at it that way. You're welcome, guys.
Appreciate it.
Have a great
Take
day.
Care. Good day.
Bye. I just realized I'm going to start planning the first birthday. That's going to come quicker than I realize, right?
You don't have to plan yet. Yeah. It's
like, I know, but it happened so fast.
It's like 10 months away.
I got to get the RSVP.
Yeah, make sure you get the RSVPs.
Oh,
make sure this doesn't happen.